Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. I hear there's a network of leaders working on rural health in Texas.
That's right, and I'm excited to talk about that today. I've been to most of the cities and towns in Texas, and I know they all have one thing in common. They have a mayor, a city council member, or other community leader who's doing their best for their community. Texas Department of Agriculture's Healthy Community Network brings together some of these local leaders and showcases the good work they're doing, and this helps make Texas a healthier state. As a member of our network, these leaders also get easy access to information about the financial impact of federal nutrition programs in their communities.
What is that impact?
Well, for instance, you can visit squaremeals.org/HCN and find out that Farmersville nonprofit organizations and schools receive more than $175,000 in reimbursements for programs like the Summer Food Service Program and the National School Lunch Program. Right now, the Summer Food Service Program is connecting Texas children in need with healthy meals. It's an important part of our work we're doing, and I invite you to visit summerfood.org to learn more about the Summer Feeding Program. I'm very pleased to say that our Healthy Community Network partners have been very supportive of TDA efforts to get summer meals served to Texas children.
What else do they get?
Well, members get important notifications about federal and state grants that can be used to make their communities healthier. Also, we feature stories spotlighting leaders in the network who are making a difference. We've highlighted work in Liberty, Nacogdoches, Fort Worth, and many other Texas cities. I invite all local leaders to join in building a healthier Texas.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.
Now this.